You're listening to Holder Tonight with Peter Anthony Holder on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.
Hour number three with me, Peter Anthony Holder, here on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800. Still to come, a double heaping helping of stuff from the CJAD stuff file. Plus, if you're all good, you might even have a moment of Bradness coming your way here on CJD. But right now, let's talk a little bit about education. On the line with us is Risa Steindl Brown, who is the author of The Call to Brilliance, as we talk about the school systems both in the United States and here in Canada. Hi, Risa. How are you?
Hi. Good evening, Peter. How are you?
Fine. Thanks for being on the program with us this evening.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you, Peter.
Now, you have a problem, I understand, with conventional education techniques. You say it just doesn't work for all kids, correct?
Absolutely.
What is the biggest problem you have with the school systems as they stand right now?
Well, our children lose their passion. They lose their sense of excitement about the world. They lose their light. When they were 2 years old, they were busy exploring everything, and everything was wonderful and new to them. And by the time we've processed them through school, many of them, if not most of them, have lost that sense of exuberance and joy, and the sense that the universe is there for their exploration and they have a vital part in it.
Is there a turning point in your estimation as to when this takes place, or is it right out of the gate in kindergarten?
You know, it varies. And the problem is that often it happens so slowly that you turn around, and I get calls from parents all the time. You know, he was fine last year. I don't know what happened this year. Some people report it right off in kindergarten. Some kindergarten children are bored and restless, and it's not meeting their needs at all, and that's a really bad way to start.
Now, I grew up in the baby boomer age, so when I was growing up, there were a lot of kids in school. And I'm guessing that part of the problem at the time would have been numbers. Is that an issue today still?
Well, numbers is always an issue. I mean, you think about it, and you think about one mother and 25-year-olds. You know, nature would never be that cruel. it isn't. Our numbers are outrageous, and we could have we could have a much better ratio of student to teacher if we used more help in the classroom, like our retired and elderly would love to help. And would volunteer their time, and we could give more children individualized attention. Numbers are definitely an issue. But there are greater issues than that.
The book you've written is called The Call to Brilliance. And by the way, people can take a look at the website, www.thecalltobrilliance.com. That's www.thecalltobrilliance.com. Was there any time or any moment where you saw something where push came to shove? In other words, why did you write the book?
Oh, well, it was really easy. I've been an educator for over 36 years, and I was an educator for quite some time before I had my own kids, and I thought, well, that would give me a really good understanding of what was going on. But the fact of the matter is, there's nothing like being a mother. And I looked at my 5-year-old, and he was very talkative, very energetic. He moved around a lot. He was not ready to read, and he had 1,000 questions about everything. And our local kindergarten had one teacher and 33 kids, and they weren't allowed to talk. They weren't allowed to move. She didn't want to have their questions. She didn't want to have their answers. And I knew that that was going to be a bad match for my son, because he would be, even though he was sweet and wonderful, he would be chastised. He'd be put down. He would have a bad self-concept, and it would be a terrible way to start his career in life.